Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Moments of Madness podcast. The show that brings you insightful and inspirational conversations with international guests who left their safe harbors behind in their pursuit of realizing something new and different. In each episode, we highlight real-life experiences of positive transformation as we explore the drivers behind their success. And now, here's your host, Tommy Sacchi.
Happy New Year and welcome to the second season of the Moments of Madness show. Today we explore how to learn and use positive thinking to reach your full potential. 3, 2, 1, here we go.
Make sure to subscribe and follow our weekly episodes to develop the sensitivity needed to realize your own opportunities and the courage to take action. The Moments of Madness podcast.
Today I have my good friend Louis Buchalanze with me in the studio as we explore positive thinking. Welcome, Louis.
Hello.
Please talk a little bit about who you are and present yourself.
Okay, my name is Louis and I'm from Spain. I'm an artist. I work as a painter and I've been doing this like for 20 years or so.
I'm super excited to have you on the show and let's head back to your big moment of madness.
Okay, I guess my big moment of madness was like 10 years ago. I was going through kind of a middle age crisis after finishing a relationship. I was feeling bad. I was feeling lonely. It was kind of taking too long for me to kind of recover myself. It wasn't that I was looking for a solution, but at the moment, some friends told me to join a group with a shaman. He came to Malaga once a month. So I started taking that kind of course with him. And I found it very interesting. He was very good. Very prepared from the Mexican Indian tradition. I found it really interesting. So I started taking these exercises with them and all that was very helpful. And among the other people that were in the group, I met this woman. She would give classes and it was about positive thinking. I didn't know anything about that. I thought that I could think anything and that really didn't matter so much. But after meeting her and going to her courses, I realized that trying to be positive inside my head made a really big change and actually gave me the capability of being happy if I wanted to or being unhappy if I didn't want to be happy.
Good, Louis. When we talked before the show, you talked a little bit about your experience from your art education in London when people talked about art and how that often was done in a negative way. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, being an artist, everybody says the same. I think New York has been the only city where when I said I was an artist, the following question was not, can you make a living out of it? And in London, it was pretty much the same. When I took this course, Well, I remember when I actually started studying in the university in Granada, the very first day the teacher said to us that this was a very difficult career to follow and most of us wouldn't be able to make a living as an artist and we would be working as something else. That was really discouraging. But then I thought, that is not going to apply for me because I really want to be creative and that's why I'm here. I don't want to be a teacher. I don't want to be anything else. I just want to paint or express myself through art. And then 15 years later, when I took this master in London, it was more or less the same story. I would hear people say all the time that, you know, being an artist is so difficult to be successful. And of course, not everyone can be, you know, Picasso, but making a living like anyone else, you know, you don't need to be super famous to just pay your bills and live happily with your work. In order to be an artist, first, you need to believe that you can be. The shaman for me was very helpful because I took some exercises in order to overcome my fear. I realized that all this sadness and feeling lonely, and it was just a fear because I thought I was turning 40 and I was thinking that maybe I wouldn't be able to find another person. I don't know, you know, that kind of negative thinking that happens when you turn 40 or 50 or I don't know. With those exercises, I realized that I was really scared and that was the main problem that was making me be stuck in that negativity. And then Manuela, which is this woman I'm talking about, when I was talking about my situation and all that, she asked me to come to her own courses. And there is where I really learned that if I tried to think positively, that would make a complete change, you know, because what is inside of me is like a seed. You know, everything that you think, if you really believe it, starts growing and builds a confidence inside of you. And that confidence attracts the things that you really want because people can see that you are approaching things in a different way.
So I think this is very interesting. And we touched upon it when I talked to Christina Paltin, who used her fears as a guiding light for when she was on the right path to change. She talked a lot about this, selecting the positive thoughts over the negative. She was talking about the constructive thoughts over the negative thoughts. But do you have any techniques to actually do that?
Yeah, I mean, you can build kind of a routine every day. You know, being grateful is very important. So if you put attention on the things that you have and not the things that you don't have, or for instance, you wake up and you take a shower. Well, if you are grateful for that because you have hot water today, it's working. And then, I don't know, you have a breakfast and the coffee is nice. And just put attention on those things that are working in your life, that are fine. That if you take your car is working and it's taking you wherever you want. So if you put the attention on the things that are working instead of the things that are not working, that's a very, very good exercise. Just to start putting your mind on the white side.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
You are listening to the Moments of Madness podcast with Tommy Seshi. If you are listening through iTunes or Stitcher, please rate us or write a short review. Also, if you enjoy this episode, please share it. The Moments of Madness podcast.
A lot of our audience are struggling to take the step into some new realities or new path of their life. And they might need to say goodbye to some things in, they have in life now in order to reach new goals. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Yes, of course. I mean, when you believe in yourself or when you are in that bright part of, you know, thinking positively, then there is some kind of feeling that makes you trust, you know, because fear is always going to take you down and make you think that this is not possible, it's not going to happen, there are many people trying to do the same thing and they don't get it. But if you are on the other side, if you think that is possible, then the fear is gone. So, of course, in order to make space for new things, you need to quit things. You need to leave people, go out of your life, or, you know, relationships or whatever. But the main thing is not to be afraid of it. I mean, when someone is gone from your life, that's fine. I mean, the best thing to do is to be grateful because that person was in your life for a period of time. You learned something. That person also must have learned something from you. So the relationship is over, but that doesn't mean it's not necessarily negative because now you have a different approach. You have learned something and you are ready for new people to enter your life.
Do you think positive thinking is even more important to an artist?
Everybody has some creativity and you can be good at cooking or writing or singing, whatever. There are so many things that we can be creative, or even just, you know, being good at numbers or talking to people. I don't know. Everyone has a talent. I think that positivity helps you to probably make a living out of your talent. And that's what artists do. We really bet on our own talents. But for anyone else, because some people, even if they have a talent, they don't really know that they have a talent. There are examples that I always remember, that a friend of mine that is a very successful musician, one day he had the chance to play the cello and then he realized that he was so good at it. But for instance, myself, well, I never had the chance to play a cello or a piano. So maybe if one day when I was small, I had started playing piano, maybe I also had a talent for that. I don't know. So some people don't know what is his talent, but still being positive is going to help in any area of his life.
Let's go back to the experience that you had with the shaman. Could you explain what is a shaman?
A shaman is kind of a witch doctor that has been trained to help others through the Indian ancient tradition.
And how do you get in contact with him and why?
Well, that was through a friend of mine. They were already attending his classes and they recommended me to go there.
And do you remember what did they say and why did you get attracted to do that?
Yeah, well, I had been practicing yoga for a long time. I guess at that time I must have been practicing yoga for 10 years already. So I'm kind of a spiritual person. When they told me that he was here and I could learn from his teachings, I just thought it would be good for me.
Can you explain what was going on these sessions?
Yeah, well, in these sessions, he would teach us about many different things, like a way to breathe, a way to think also. There were many different exercises. We went to the countryside and we were walking blindfolded, following the sound. Actually, the most interesting exercise that I took, it was something, of course, everything was completely voluntary. But when I realized that what at that moment I had to face my fears, he told us about an exercise that was pretty hard. Well, it consisted in staying 3 days in complete darkness. So the only thing I could do was just meditate during those 3 days in a dark room and silent, of course. And that was a really amazing, amazing experience. Yeah.
So how is it to be locked inside a dark room for 3 days?
Well, first of all, I wasn't locked. I could leave if I wanted to. Yeah, it's amazing that when there is no anything from outside to distract me, I realized that I could focus much better in my meditation. Because normally, I guess as anybody else, when you meditate for half an hour or 1 hour maximum. But being in this situation of absolutely nothing to do, because if you had already slept and everything is dark, of course, we were not supposed to use any devices or anything. So I was just meditating, and the first day was so boring and it was really terrible because it seems that the day was completely endless. But the following day, I realized that I was much better at focusing on my meditation and going much farther. So I started having like lucid dreams and seeing things and understanding things. It was amazing. Gave me a different perspective of what was inside of my mind.
So could you talk a little bit more about those dreams that you had or visions that you had?
I don't know. It's very difficult to explain, but I could see it was like having a 3D huge screen in front of me. I was like in different places. I didn't even know where I was, but I remember the most powerful one. I remember I was looking upside and I could see some kind of balloons floating in the air or something. Everything was kind of blue. And then I realized that those balloons were actually whales that were swimming on top of me. And the colors, and I don't know, but the whole thing was really amazing. It was like watching an amazing documentary. And then I could change. When I was bored with an image, I would just decide that I wanted to change, and I would be in a completely different way, like a huge temple with amazing columns. And you know, as I'm an artist, I'm very interested in architecture and so on. So I would, I don't know, pay attention to something that was very far, and I could see it like very close to my face, and every detail was so amazingly accurate. Yeah, it was really an amazing experience that I didn't really expect, you know, when I got into this dark room, that I was going to have so much fun.
So after going through these experiences, what are the consequences? What did you learn?
After this darkness experience, what I learned is that I could be on my own, and I realized that I don't really need so much in order to be happy, as long as I decide that I want to be happy or I want to feel good about myself. Before, maybe I was feeling under the weather, let's say, that I was feeling that anything coming from outside could make me feel happy or maybe make me feel sad. And now I found out that it is always my decision to feel one way or the other. Just take maybe the not so positive experiences as a teaching that I can incorporate and I can use for other experiences.
I find it super fascinating that when you talk about the relation between money and happiness, that a lot of the people I speak to that are stuck in the life, they actually have a lot of financial assets. While many of the people that I interview on the show who have gone through a transformation in their life, maybe it's not so important with the money anymore.
Well, everybody knows that money don't bring happiness. I mean, so many wealthy people and very successful people killed themselves or had a terrible way of living. I don't know. Yeah, maybe, you know, what I was talking about, these lucid dreams and all that, for me, it gave me kind of the perspective that all that was inside of me and there was nothing that could remove it or take it from me, because all that knowledge and is inside of everyone. So there are many ways of trying to get to this inner knowledge. You can do it through meditation or yoga or, I don't know, some religions or something, or just breathing and looking inside. I think it's very important to listen to your own body and see what you feel. If I had to take a decision on something, I try to visualize myself doing one thing or the other and see how I feel about it. How does my body react to it? If it makes me feel good, then I know exactly what to do. So what I mean is what I try to do also when I paint is try to put my mind aside, not to think so much and feel more. And just by listening to my body, I'm always certain that that's the right decision.
I think that's a great tip when you are looking for a path in life to listen inside and to listen to your heart, where it wants to take you. So Louis, here in the end, I want to ask you where people can find you and what you're up to now.
Well, right now I'm painting as usual. I have an exhibition in Malaga in February, a pretty big one at the Ateneo. And for people that are not here, my email address is luisbujalance@gmail.com and my website is www.luisbujalance.es.
Great, Louis. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And to you who are listening, check out the books Louis recommended for you at www.podcastofmadness.com/7. So what did we learn today? Well, for one, we learned the power of positive thinking, and from former episodes of the show, we know that this can-do attitude can move mountains for you no matter what you want to do. And as that wasn't enough, we even learned a couple of techniques to reach more positivity in your own life. As Louis recommended, try to start every day appreciating everything you got and things that are working out for you in your life, instead of dwelling over things that you don't have and haven't achieved yet. This will change the way of thinking, affecting not only yourself, but also people around you. I couldn't imagine a better way to start the new year. Let's make 2018 the year of positivity and can-do spirit. On the next show, I will be talking to Jesper Lindmark-Kult, who started his personal transformation with a wild 6-month and 7,000 kilometers long ride on a unicycle through the entire European Union, but who ended up working as a motivational lecturer and mindfulness coach. Until next time, don't think about what might go wrong. Think about what could go right.
That's this week's episode of the Moments of Madness podcast. We hope you had an inspirational journey and that you will be back for more. Don't miss a thing. Sign up for our newsletter at www.podcastofmadness.com, where you will also find out more about the show and how to reach us. Thank you for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.